David Cannon, a professor of political science at UW-Madison.
The Washington Post characterizing this as the nuclear option. I know we've heard that phrase before, but and you indicating a little bit of a surprise today. Why?
Well, because this has come up now over the last about 8 years. It first came up in the Bush presidency when Democrats were filibustering President Bush's nominations, and that's when the term actually arose, when they started talking about getting rid of the right to filibuster. And the reason I was surprised it actually happened today, they've been talking about this for now 8 years, and every time they come close to doing it, they always broker a deal. It's a gang of six or the gang of eight or the gang of 12. You get a group of moderate Democrats and Republicans who come together and say, well, let's step back from the brink here and compromise on this and make sure we don't get rid of the right to filibuster nominations. And so I thought that was going to happen again. Indeed, John McCain met with Harry Reid last night, but apparently they couldn't work out a deal. And so I still thought they would back away last minute the way they have every other time.
I haven't seen any comments from either Senator Baldwin or Senator Johnson, but Chuck Grassley of Iowa issued a warning saying that if his party reclaims the majority, they will further tweak the rules to include Supreme Court nominees.
Yeah, I think that was anticipated by some people. Harry Reid didn't include that this time around, hoping that that would be the new baseline, that Supreme Court nominations still could be filibustered. And if Grassley and other Republicans are saying that's going to happen the next time around, I guess maybe it will. Now, the filibuster itself is something that is even more broadly controversial, that some people argue that you shouldn't need 60 votes to pass something in the Senate, that a majority of 51 should be sufficient even for legislation. But we have had this long tradition of having the filibuster that allows a minority party to stop legislation or stop more recently these nominations. And some people just want to get rid of it entirely. And so those folks will be happy that we're heading in that direction. If it's used properly, can be an appropriate tool for moderation. But then when it gets misused, we end up having what we had happen today, because the Democrats finally just got frustrated with the obstruction and just said, we've got to put an end to this, that we've got these vacancies that need to be filled, we just need to do it.
What do you expect the voter reaction to be to this? I would think that given the partisan gridlock in Washington and the hand-wringing over the use of the filibuster, that most people are going to be pleased that this is finally done.
Yeah, I would say, certainly there'll be the partisan reaction. So, hardcore Democrats are going to love it, and hardcore Republicans are going to hate it. But I think for a lot of folks that are kind of in the middle, will be more as you say, that most people just want our government to work effectively. They don't like gridlock. They don't like the kind of partisan posturing we've seen in recent years. And so to the extent that this can at least allow the nominations to go forward and end that part of the gridlock, I think you're right that in general, more centrist people will see this as something is good to help break that logjam a little bit.
Can you see any potential downside down the road to this for either party or for the Senate as a whole?
Well, yeah. I mean, this is my big fear about this is that the reason it's called the nuclear option is the threat is that we thought the gridlock was bad before. Wait to see what happens now that they've done this, and so they really could sort of grind the place to a halt if they want to, if the minority party wants to. Because there are so many things that the Senate does on unanimous consent, where if one person objects, it can just make the whole process work much less efficiently. And so that's my fear going down the road, is that while we've had bad gridlock in the past, it could become worse if the minority party responds to this in the way that they have threatened to, which is basically to shut down the Senate because of the ending of the filibuster for nominations.
Well, do they require unanimous consent to bring a nomination to the floor for a vote?
No. That they'd be able to they'd be able to bring up those because they already have been sent out by the committee, and so that's something they should be able to move ahead on that. But there'll be other things that the Senate will be able to basically slow down. And there are ways, obviously, to get around those holds, but it just slows down the whole process.
Very good. Professor Cannon, I've got enough to go with. Anything closing relevant to this you think we ought to mention?
Well, I guess the other thing is, you know, well, just to mention what was at issue here were these nominations to the District Court of Appeals for the appeals court that's seen as being the second most important court in the land. And it is because three Obama nominations to that court had been stopped that finally was the last straw for the Democratic majority, that they, because this is such an important court, these vacancies have been open for quite some time now. That was kind of the final straw that said, okay, we need to end this.
Very good. Professor Cannon, thanks very much.
Okay, you're welcome.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.